Chrissy Harris came on The Spark last September to talk about her recent transformation into Rocktown roller derby queen Cheetah Crone. She was a blocker back then, and her goal was to get good enough to become a jammer. When last we talked, you were pretty new at roller derby.
Yes.
And I, a couple weeks ago, went to see you as a jammer, which was your dream.
Yes.
So catch us up on what's going on with derby and you.
Well, we just had our opener for the 2012, and it was our home opener bout, and it was a great bout. We lost, but it was a really good match. And
you won the first half.
We rocked it out the first half, and then the second half things fell apart a little, and we're still strategizing on how and why those things happen, which is what we always do afterwards, you know, pick it apart, figure out what went wrong. So yeah, that was our opener, and I did get to jam, which was what I wanted to do.
Is that the first time?
That's the first time I have jammed as a charter member in like our home turf. Yes.
Okay.
There's been some scrimmages here and there, and there was an away bout where I did two jams, just kind of, they pulled me out because they needed somebody at that moment. But yeah, this was really like the big moment for me, I guess.
Explain jamming in case there are any poor souls who have never been to a roller derby.
Okay. Well, the jammer is the point scorer. So they are lapping the track. There is four blockers from each team that are in front of them. And when the jammer whistle blows, which blows after the blocker whistle, they start going and they try to get past all of the blockers while the blockers are trying to hit them and knock them out and keep them from scoring point. For every opposing blocker you lap, you get a point.
You took up roller derby. I loved what you said. You were a New York girl and you lost some of your edge or your attitude. Am I summing this up correctly?
Yes. I had always, you know, had an affinity for the punk rock culture, and that was like my thing when I was younger. And, you know, over the years I had some kids, I felt like I kind of just wasn't like as edgy as I guess I wanted to be. It's difficult to be able to express that as a parent and this and that. So, yeah, derby was, it was a good source for that. It kind of gave it back to me.
Now, you had to work really hard physically and training to become a jammer, am I right?
Very difficult. I worked very, very hard. It didn't come easy to me. I'm not an athlete. Some of the girls that join are athletes, clearly. And so that, I think it's a little bit of an easier starting point for them. For me, it was like ground zero. I started from ground zero and I worked really hard, and I'm still honestly fighting for my spot, because you're not ever assured a spot on the team. Somebody can get better quickly and can bump you. So I don't know how long I'll keep my spot, but I fight for it. I fight for it every day. And it means a lot to me.
We're checking in, you know, 6 months later, our first conversation about roller derby. What have you gotten out of it? Cheetah Crone, which is your roller derby name.
Yes. out of derby itself, I've just become a stronger person, like physically stronger. I formed some amazing friendships with the women. I just don't even know what my life would be in Harrisonburg without it, to be honest. Like, that's what I've gotten out of it, is I've gotten my niche. Like, that's my clique, my group. Like, when I skate, like, I feel more alive than I have ever felt before. It like brought back a fire in me that I felt I was losing at one point, and it just brought that back, and it makes me feel so alive.
Rocktown Rollers' next home bout is Sunday, April 14th. which incidentally is also Mercy Harris, a.k.a. Cheetah Chrome's, birthday. You'll find a link to the Rocktown Roller website on the Spark page at WMRA.org, where you'll also find a link to future guest on the Spark, Kelly Figueroa Ray's, essay in the Huffington Post called Five Things the Church Can Learn from Women's Roller Derby.